Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, joined today by Dr. Ronald Koepke, cardiologist with Glenwood and St. Francis. And Dr. Koepke, thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Koepke, the topic we're going to be speaking about today, an enlarged heart. A recent autopsy revealed that an area high school football player died from an enlarged heart. Though usually publicized, we see this in professional athletes. A lot of cases occurring at the high school collegiate level. First off, let's get to the basics. What defines an enlarged heart?
An enlarged heart is defined initially on a chest x-ray that shows the heart to be larger than it should be. And now we use an echocardiogram to more accurately measure the different cardiac chambers, which in turn will tell us if the heart or the chambers are enlarged.
What are there any symptoms that someone may experience that could be a factor associated with having this condition?
Usually the symptoms are fatigue and exertional shortness of breath, but they can be very nonspecific, and there's some people that have no symptoms at all.
We do see this more often in the adolescent and young adult stage, at least when it's diagnosed. Why is that?
Well, it's probably being diagnosed a little more frequently now simply because we are aware of it and we have more people that have been tested. The incidence in adolescents and young people is still very small compared with the incidence in adults. And of course, it's important to try to find out what the underlying problem is if somebody does come with an enlarged heart.
You mentioned we see it oftentimes in the adult ages. What is it referred to then? I mean, usually we hear enlarged heart as a young person, but what does that translate into for adults?
In adults, the most common presentation for people who have an enlarged heart is to develop what's called congestive heart failure, which is fluid buildup and shortness of breath. The cause of the enlarged heart in adults is most commonly coronary artery disease, but other causes such as viral illnesses and autoimmune illnesses, and even sometimes just things we can't identify the cause show up when we do an evaluation on people.
When we see an enlarged heart, what testing or monitoring is currently performed that can help determine the condition?
Probably the most accurate test is the echocardiogram, which gives us a good measurement of what the various heart chambers are like and how their function is. As far as treatment goes, there are some medications, one group called beta blockers, another group called ACE inhibitors, that we try to get people on that can help the heart function or at least prevent it from deteriorating. The thing that's worrisome about an enlarged heart is that it can cause a person to develop a dangerous, abnormal heart rhythm, and that's actually the most common cause of people dying, particularly the people who have sudden death. And monitoring for that, we sometimes do Holter monitors or event monitors to try to determine if a person's prone to one of these abnormal heart rhythms and whether or not they might be a candidate for a device we call a defibrillator.
Have there been any findings or research to show why this occurs? Is it genetic in origin, or
the list of things that can cause people to have an enlarged heart is actually quite long. Certainly, children who are born with congenital heart disease of some kind will very frequently develop an enlarged heart. There's some unusual metabolic or genetic abnormalities that cause people to have an enlarged heart. But again, as you move to the older age groups, the underlying problems of hypertension, diabetes, things like that seem to be what contributes to the problem.
Someone who is diagnosed with an enlarged heart, what types of treatment or medication could be given?
Probably the main treatment would be to treat the congestive heart failure in adults or to treat with these medicines called beta blockers or ACE inhibitors in virtually everybody who has a dilated heart. There's some kinds of enlarged heart that you sometimes see in athletes that are called hypertrophic myopathies, where the heart muscle gets thickened, and that's actually a little different from the run-of-the-mill enlarged heart. But that problem is not uncommon in professional and even teenage athletes.
Is that attributed to the fact of being involved in competitive sports and the amount of time that we go into training and things of that nature?
The hypertrophic myopathy is felt to be a genetic problem. The type of heart enlargement you get from long-term training is called an athletic heart, and it has some features of the hypertrophic myopathy, but the heart muscle is not as thickened, and the function is still normal in people with the athletic heart.
When you mention enlarged hearts among young people, and then we have the condition with older adults, is that usually a precursor, if they have it occurring earlier, that it will translate into some type of cardiovascular issue later in life?
Yes, unfortunately, enlarged heart tends to be progressive, and consequently, people like that do have to be monitored very carefully.
Dr. Ronald Koepke, cardiologist with Glenwood Regional Medical Center in St. Francis, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And can someone get in contact with you to be able to find out more information, or a website perhaps?
The American College of Cardiology has a good website that explains a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly if people think they have an issue, they need to check with their doctor.
Dr. Koepke, again, thank you for joining us today. You can hear this and other Alania podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.